Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
It is time to beat Bernie. Very exciting. Philip is a retired truck driver, South Setauket. Phil, good morning, brother. What's going on?
What's happening, man? How are you, brother?
I'm good. You good?
I'm great. I'm as ready as I'm going to be. If I get two right, I'll be happy. Three, I'll be ecstatic. But you know what? It's wild because I was looking. I say, let me look at the presidents. I realized Garfield was the shortest lived president. He was born on the 19th, and he was assassinated on the 19th in Jersey. But it's just one of those things I'm inspired to, like, learn more.
Okay, good.
So,
let's see how you do here today. So, all right, here we go. What do you do, by the way? You've been retired for over a decade. What do you do every day besides read about presidential history?
Well, I go to the beach, my friend. I go to the beach. I ride my bike.
Nice.
I mean, I've tried to get my license back, and all New York State's done is throwing financial obstacles in my way. And you know what? Screw them. Choke on your license. I get the bus service, and that's it.
I love what I'm hearing.
I've done everything I could.
Screw them, Phil. So, F them, Phil. Don't worry about it. Here's number one,
right.
Phil. What vegetable takes its name from the capital of Belgium?
The capital of Belgium?
Yes. What vegetable? You know the vegetable.
Well, I know vegetables. Oh, shit.
Can't curse, Phil.
All
right, yeah, no good. The answer is Brussels sprouts. Brussels is the capital of Belgium. Brussels.
Oh, Brussels.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right, number two.
Okay.
Stop saying you can't curse, Phil. You said the S word twice already.
Sorry. When,
this is not the Howard Stern show. Number two, in December of 2000, we are governed by the FCC. In December of 2020, 91-year-old Britt Margaret Keenan became the first person in the world to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The second person to receive the vaccine was also a Brit who shared a name with a very famous English playwright. What was his name?
Let's see, not Shakespeare.
Why not Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Damn right. His name was actually William Shakespeare.
I love it.
All right, I gave you that one.
Here's
number three. What war was referred to by New Englanders disparagingly as Mr. Madison's War?
Once again.
What war was referred to by New Englanders disparagingly as Mr. Madison's War?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
All right, we got to move on. That was the War of 1812. That's the answer there. Yellowstone Lake in Yellowstone National Park is the largest lake in what state? One of the borders there, Yellowstone. Most popular one.
Let's see, Utah, Wyoming. I'll go with Wyoming.
You're correct. Yeah, you got your two right there.
Really?
So there you go. And what was the series of North Vietnamese attacks on more than 100 cities in South Vietnam during the Vietnam War that escalated and turned many Americans against the war? What was that called? Don't say the S word. I'm begging you. Say five times already.
Let's see. Vietnam. God.
Yeah, well.
Dear Lord.
Need an answer. All right, thanks, Phil.
Phil
got
two
right. You did a good job. The answer is the Tet Offensive. The Tet Offensive. Phil got two right.
Tet Offensive.
Yes, that's okay. We'll put you on hold to see if Bernard fares any better.
I think that's the first time we had more. Philip cursed more than he got questions
That's
right.
Correct. He said the S word
three times
and he got the two correct answers. Yes.
I guess you just can't, you know,
he can't
be sensitive.
Hey, listen. Nobody you know this for a fact, Matt. No one curses more than me.
Oh, no, yeah. And you every morning for 3.5 hours, you get on a microphone and
manage to not do it.
So.
Bernie, you got to get three right to win today, okay, pal? Three and you win.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Bernard. Here's number one. What vegetable takes its name from the capital of Belgium?
Antwerp would be the wrong answer. It's Brussels.
No, but what's the vegetable?
Oh, the Brussels sprouts.
Yes. Bang! Well done. In December of 2020, 91-year-old Britain.
By the way, you said what capital?
I said, what vegetable takes its name from the capital of Belgium?
I got to quit the drugs.
Yes, you do. In December of 2020, 91-year-old Britt Margaret Keenan became the first person in the world to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. The second person to receive the vaccine was also a Brit who shared a name with a very famous English playwright. What was his name?
And he has since passed away. His name is William Shakespeare.
Correct. Very good. He has died since. Here's number three, and here's didn't go well for this guy. What war was referred to by New Englanders disparagingly as Mr. Madison's War?
That would be the War of 1812.
Nice. You've already won today's game. See if you can go perfect. Yellowstone Lake in Yellowstone National Park is the largest lake in what state?
In Yellowstone National Park.
Yes.
I would have to say that's Wyoming.
Yes. And in your attempt to go perfect in today's win, what was the series of North Vietnamese attacks on more than 100 cities in South Vietnam during the Vietnam War that escalated and turned many Americans against the Vietnam War?
That would be the Tet Offensive.
Bang, perfect. Great day for Bernard. Easy win. He beats Phil from Setauket by a final score of 5-2. Bernard, say hello to Phil.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm okay. Not disappointed because, again, you're really, like, I had called once before, not on this, obviously, but I remarked on how intelligent you were. And, you know, haven't read many books, but I thought I was smarter than I am. So.
It's just a matter of retaining certain facts. It's not necessarily higher IQ or anything like that. Just something that always interested me since I was a young man, and that's why I know it. That's the only reason. That's the explanation. I'm no smarter than you are, Phil.
All right, brother.
How about that? Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much for playing today's game. You seem like a very, very nice man. You played well.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I think you are probably smarter, though. It's my guess. I don't know.
Not really.
Yeah, much. Anyway, 1-800-848-WABC. As always, that's the number, 1-800-848-9222. We'll close it out on the phones on this sun-splashed, beautiful Monday right here on Bernie and Sid.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.